workers on the TVA that were pointing us, saying the person went through the woods. The detectives then all, as well as the sergeants, all went up to the wooded area and saw a pathway in the woods. They started to walk the path, and as they went through the wooded area, they spread out, and some went one direction, some went the other. As they're walking through the woods, one of our detectives, Kyle Williams, noticed a person, a suspect, in the front in front of him. As he was walking forward, the suspect turned around, and Detective Williams saw his face and realized that that is the suspect we were looking for. At that point, Detective Williams drew down on the suspect. The suspect proned out. He told him to get on the ground. He got on the ground immediately, proned himself out. Other detectives came and assisted, put him into custody, and put him in cuffs. At that point, detectives went and cut off. He had a backpack on. The description we had received was a maroon shirt, dark jeans, and a backpack, which is exactly what he had on. He had a maroon shirt, dark jeans, and a backpack. Once he was in custody, the detectives went, cut off the backpack off of him because he was in cuffs. When they looked into the backpack, they saw a silver Kimber semi-automatic weapon with 45 caliber ammunition, a flashlight, and a holster on his person. During the search incident to arrest, they looked in his back pocket, and in his back pocket he had a wallet, and in that wallet he had a Colorado ID that had his information on there, and which is how we were able to identify him.